It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, let's do it. Podcast time, the Plan B After Show podcast. Welcome to it. Brock, Hunter, yo.
Hell, let's do it.
Hell, might as well. Hell. Anyway, as always, the Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. If you need your motorcycle worked on, maybe a little tune-up, maybe full-on, just top to bottom, they got you covered. Go see them. Gilson Cycle. We'll hear a word from them in just a little bit. Gilson, it is time for facts and opinions. Fact number one, opinion number one. An ox is just a cow that has been domesticated. Probably castrated and trained to pull things.
No. So all cows aren't domesticated, huh?
I mean, I'm sure there's wild cows out there. There's got to be, you know?
So you don't, they don't have, so they don't have, so when the, you see a bunch of, well, it'd be ox, I guess, right? In a farm as you pass them in the highway, that's an ox, not a cow, huh?
Well, hold on a sec here. I don't think that's right.
Because I always call them cows. Am I wrong?
So, okay, it's it's a definitely a type of bovine, but this isn't right. It's just a cow that's been domesticated. A dairy cow's domesticated. What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying.
So this is wrong because it's definitely a different type. Like, it is different than...
Well, an ox is... Yeah, they're used as tools.
Yeah, I mean, and it is. And usually they are castrated. That makes sense because you got to calm them down. You're not going to have a full-on, you know, raging bull. But I feel like that's kind of a stretch of the fact here, in my opinion.
I don't think it's worded right.
No,
I think they need
the cow, I think, is what's throwing us off here. That's what's not worded right because it's not just a cow, you know.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Well. Lost all my trust in the rest of the
all these facts. Again, I get what they're getting at here, but it's just, yeah, it's worded poorly. So, because if you were to just tell the average person, like, oh, no, that's just a cow, big, wait. So a cow's a female bovine. And that's, you know, that can be, you know, distinguished differently too. Anyway, all right. Dumb fact. Moving on. Fact number two, opinion number two. Peter Frampton's Baby, I Love Your Way. Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day. It peaked at number 12 on the Billboard charts, and Lynyrd Skynyrd's Freebird peaked at number 19. But when the pop group Will to Power mashed them up and made a song called Baby I Love Your Way Freebird Medley in 1988, it became a number one hit.
Huh.
So the songs themselves didn't hit number one, but this mashup became number one.
Oh, that's pretty interesting, I guess.
Do you ever play that when you're DJing? Do you play the Will to Power mashup called Baby, I Love Your Way Freebird Medley?
I usually start the night off with that. I usually get some going.
Gets everyone
good.
Going. Everyone going. I love it.
No, I'm going to be honest with you. No, I don't even know if I've heard it.
Will to Power. I want to listen to it. We'll listen to it after this. We'll find it. And we'll hold hands and listen to it. What? Fact number three.
I'll be right there.
Yeah. I'll be right there. Just don't you worry. Fact number three, opinion number three. After President Benjamin Harrison's wife died, he wound up marrying her niece.
It's kind of weird.
I mean, he's not related to her by blood. So, you know, everything's on the up and up. It's just, I'm sure the rest of the family's like, hey, what, dude, what the hell? Wait, really?
Yeah, that's kind of wild.
Yeah. Okay, so here's a question for you. And maybe you won't answer because I don't want you to get in trouble. But let's say your lovely wife, your amazing wife, Amanda, who is just a doll, we lose her, sadly.
Yeah.
Do you think it'd be okay to, like, date her sister after the fact?
Nah. No, that wouldn't fly for sure. That wouldn't fly at all. Would I do it? I'm going to leave it at that.
Because here's the thing. Like, me, it's a little bit different because, you know, Kristen's sisters are older than me. Not saying I couldn't. But, you know, it's like, all right, where's that line? Where's that line? Because, you know, here's the thing is that you get to know the family members. There's obviously a connection there. You love family members, right? You know, you do anything for them. So where's that line drawn where it's like, wait, okay, there's obviously already that emotional connection, you know? I don't know.
Yeah,
is it wrong?
People freak out mostly about just the conversation that's going to be had after everybody finds out what's going on.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to... Of course, her parents might be bombarded with, really, what?
Well, now, is it the conversation of, well, were you having these feelings while so-and-so was alive? And it's like, well, no. It's a, like, and like, how long do you, got like a wait a week after the funeral before you can start, you know, what's the?
Week.
What's it, you're at the funeral hitting on your dead wife's sister. It's like, what?
So here's a question I have that's kind of in the same regards to that, but yeah. I think it's a better question, real. So we always talk, because my brother thinks her sister's, like, hot, you know. And so she was like, why wouldn't he, you know, my brother and them? Like, because I'm married to Amanda and Amanda's sister. And then my brother's always, like, hitting on her sister. Mm-hmm. So is that weird? That a weird thing?
No, that's not weird. My wife
hates it. My wife hates it.
Why?
Because it's, again, I don't know. It's kind of like, it's like I'm the brother of.
But so, okay, so but it's. Your wife's sister is your sister-in-law now. That's how that works. Is it also CJ's sister-in-law, or is it like second sister-in-law? Because he's not married to you. I know you're married to her, but he's your brother. And I know CJ is now your wife's brother-in-law, but does that mean that then your wife's sister is CJ's sister-in-law as well?
Yeah, I don't know how that works. That was a weird question. And that, like, just beyond if it would never happen, but just as it was presented itself, I'm like, you know what? That is interesting. Is that
I don't
wrong?
Think it'd be weird. I don't think so at all.
See,
I mean,
here's
there's
the
no blood
50,
there.
50. I think half the people would say, dude, that's effed up. And then the other half would be like, nah, I don't see a problem with it.
I guess where I'm at is I don't see why there would be a problem at all. Just because she thinks it's weird. But, I mean, it just so happened that, you know. What, let's say for some reason your brother lived where your wife's sister lives and no idea, like they were just talking one and they met and they went on a couple dates and they hit it off and like, oh, this is great. And then they've like all of a sudden everyone's at a family reunion. You're like, wait a minute.
Wait
what?
A second. Right.
That's the date you were. That's the guy you were talking about. Well, you can't tell these people now.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. That was one of the situations, one of the questions that I thought in my brain, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't have a feeling one way or the other. I can see both sides.
Now, okay, here's another question for you. Let's say, and this is not wife, but would you ever be okay with your brother dating an ex-girlfriend?
Yeah. It'd be weird. It's another one of the. It's a good one. That's a good question. Yeah, because I know why she's my ex, and he doesn't. He doesn't need any of that.
That shit. You're gonna warn. That's more of like, look, dude, you got to get out of there. That's not right. That's not good.
Now if she was a good person, and we mutually broke up for good reasons. Yeah. Blah blah blah. No, probably not. Not if it was a good breakup.
Yeah. I mean, what's the problem? You know, I think that's, again, it's different strokes for different folks, but the older I've gotten, the more I've been like, eh.
Here's the problem, and here's the problem with some people is if a lot of people would have a problem because they still have certain feelings for that person.
Yeah.
If you're totally disconnected, then what does it matter?
Yeah.
You know, as long as she's cool and she's not like a psycho and that's why you broke up with her. But,
yeah.
You know, that's going to be a lot of the reasons for people because they still think about their exes.
Or I guess other parties would be worried that you're still thinking about her, they're still thinking, whatever, you know. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I think sometimes we muddy the water a little too much because we have our own hang-ups and insecurities in that sense, you know what I mean? Like now, I
and
think
why are people so concerned, too? You know, just worry about yourself.
I know for a fact that my brother finger blasted a girl that I dated in a hot tub. And when I was younger, I got mad about it. But now I'm like, that's awesome. Whatever, man. Get it done.
It's pretty cool.
That's hilarious. She obviously loves our family.
You know, another thing I'm getting fucking sick and tired of, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this, quit asking people when they're going to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
What are you having? When are you going to shut the fuck up? Because I'm sick of that question, dude. It's like, it's none of your concern.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Like.
Well, I think it's so funny.
How much do you weigh? That's what I'm going to say every time somebody.
When are you going to lose that weight? Right? When are you?
Because you know why? It's never It's never a dude. It's never a guy. Just to let you ladies out there know, it's never a fucking dude that says
here's,
it.
No,
it's
here's what you do.
A lady.
Here's what you do. You end this conversation. You end them ever asking again. You say, well, you know, I've been dropping loads inside my wife now for the last couple months. We're really trying, you know, just make it awkward. Be like, yeah, I've been slinging loads in her left and right. Right. You know, we're just seeing what happens. So thank you for asking about if I'm jizzing in my wife. I really appreciate it. That's all you got to do. And they won't ask anymore. They won't ask anymore.
We've been. I can't even say it because that's so bad. I'm sorry.
What were you gonna?
We've been trying. We just had a bunch of miscarriages. You know.
Jesus
what
Christ.
Hey, you know what? It'll shut them up.
I no. None know what you say business. Is you say I like I'm ready, but my wife just loves getting blasted in the face with a hot load. So until that's
so that stops.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing with like family, and you know my family's fine with it and everything. But it is there's that weird point where everyone's like, you know, it's when does going to now asking, are you cream pieing our daughter? Like, is it like really you're gonna do that? You're gonna ask me right now? So are you guys trying? What I'm asking is, are you keeping it inside? All right, are you not pulling out anymore? It's like Jesus Christ, man.
First off, when are you going to get married? And then when you get married, well, when are you going to shut the fuck up? That's the real question at hand. It really is, guys. If you think about it, it's a personal question for some people. What if some people like couldn't have kids?
Yep. Well,
you know, and then you're sitting there. They don't know what to say, blah, blah, blah. It's just weird. How much do you weigh? That is what I'm going to ask every time somebody asks me. Well, yeah, how much do you weigh? And I'll tell you.
It's personal. Don't ask. Anyway. Yeah. All right. So no go on CJ dating Amanda's sister then. That's what we're saying.
Probably not.
Okay.
All right. Probably not.
Poor guy. Fact number, what are we on? Fact number four. God, we're only on three facts. Jesus. Fact number four, opinion number four. 40% of twins invent their own languages.
40% of twins invent their own languages.
Yep. So they got their own twin language. It's kind of interesting.
As in what?
I don't know. Code, words? You know? Yeah. Like special codes.
It's because they can look at each other and just know what they're thinking at that time. It's just.
I don't know if I buy into all that shit. Like, oh, like when a twin gets hurt, the other one can feel like. I'm like, really? No, you guys aren't connected that way. But I don't have a twin, so I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Would you want a twin?
I think there's good and bad with it. Are we talking identical twins?
Yeah.
Or like dead just
nuts,
paternal.
Dead nuts, identical, wears the same shit, talks the same, looks the same.
I feel like you could have fun with it, right? I feel like you could have fun with it.
Yeah, there's a weird thing that like I think if you're growing up with it, like here's the difference in my mind. Like if I later in life found out I had a twin, like boom, right now I run like, hey, by the way, I didn't tell you. Yeah. You got an identical twin. Here he is. It's like, fuck that, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like that guy.
Yeah.
I already don't like you. Yeah. You know, but if you're growing up together, I think it's a lot different. Obviously,
I think there's a connection there, too. You know, you got twins in that sense. I think that's what the big thing is. There's just that connection. But I don't know. Well, I was telling Kiki, you know, honestly, I wouldn't mind if her and I had like triplets or quadruplets. Just get it all done. Just get it all done. All in one crack, you know? Get half a basketball team in one foul swoop.
You know what your wife looks like for 9 months with that, right?
Big old fatty. You big old fatty.
Dude, there was one girl on his Facebook that I went to high school with. I think she had triplets, dude. And like,
that's a lot of baby.
You're looking at the picture and you're like, how is she not going to explode?
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty nuts, man. It's pretty nuts.
Anyway.
Hot pregnant ladies. Fuck yeah.
No, it's not. It's not hot. And quit posting those pictures. I know. I get it. It's your kids inside there, and they're beautiful, blah, blah, blah. But I'm not sitting here looking at that big-ass belly thinking, that's beautiful.
Right? It's just thinking, you know what? That chick doesn't – I don't need to pull out. That's hot.
God.
Fact number five, opinion number five. B. Arthur was once in the Marines. She served as a truck driver. You know, from the Golden Girls, Bea Arthur?
Yeah. She's a truck driver in the old...
Oh, back in the day.
She's probably a badass, dude.
She seems like that kind of, like that lady you wouldn't want to fuck with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she'd probably put you in your place.
Wasn't that kind of her, wasn't that a lot of jokes, or a lot of manly jokes when she was on the roast of one of the people?
Yeah.
And, like, that was, like, kind of the main consensus of jokes going towards Bea Arthur of how manly she was.
Well, and her character, too, on Golden Girls, she was kind of like that I am woman, you know, and she was always making fun of the one that was dumb, you know what I mean? So that was kind of her role, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
B. Arthur? Would you sleep with B. Arthur?
Young B. Arthur? Absolutely. Absolutely, I would.
Was she young at one point? I don't think I've ever seen her.
Between her and Betty White, I don't think I've ever seen them young. That's because they couldn't take photos. They didn't have photographs back then. I'm looking for young B. Arthur. Hold on. B. Arthur Young. Yeah, she was a babe. I'd take it.
Yeah.
Betty White has looked exactly the same. She's had the same hairstyle since she was a baby, I think.
I mean, you saying you'd sleep with her doesn't mean much,
no.
Really.
But. It's more of the story. That's what you also got to understand. There's some people I've slept with just for the story. So, I mean.
It's terrible.
What? It makes for good fodder when there's nothing else to talk about.
Oh. How do you not have any kids? How do you not have any brain?
I might. I honestly don't know.
It's going to be like that. What was it? That Ben Stiller when he meets his kid that he doesn't know.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like him.
Oh, hey. I like your hair. Looks just like my. I don't know.
Dad?
Dad? And he's like, hey, Dad. Jesus Christ.
it is my kid. Damn it.
Anyway, there you go. That's your facts and opinions. That's going to wrap it up for Brock and Hunter and the Plan B After Show podcast. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next time for more facts and opinions. Here's a word from our sponsor, Gilson Cycle.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you? Oh,
just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.